And we're back here on the Metal Command Show. Time now 11:07, and just heard something off of the new Dead Iron album. A song called "Unite," first track off of the album, and gonna have the guys on Dead Iron are here in the studio. Everybody, say hi.
Hey, hello.
What's going on?
Hello, world. All
right. Right.
Thanks for having us.
Hello.
Great. So let's kind of go. We'll go right to left here, and just kind of introduce yourselves. Tell everybody who you are and.
All right, yeah, this is Tom Walling. I'm the drummer of Dead Iron. Hello.
Alexander Van Ness. I am the frontman singer.
Sonny Colaticuti. I'm a rhythm guitarist.
I'm Tyler. I play guitar of the lead variety.
All righty. So, you guys got a show tomorrow night, and talk a bit about what you have going on, and talk a bit about what the band's got going on right now.
So Infusion Crew is sort of this performance group that's pretty unique, and they contacted us and said that they were raising some money with their fundraiser tomorrow night. So they asked us if we could play, and there's also Psychosis playing, as well as a variety of sort of performance acts. Infusion Crew is kind of like a full-on performance piece with, you know, scantily clad women and grinders and sparks and exciting things. So we figured we could not miss playing something like that.
They're trying to get to America's Got Talent, and they want to have costumes. So if you want to help scantily clad chicks in duct tape and bikini bottoms with fire get to America's Got Talent,
they got,
you
like,
should come.
I'm looking at a picture of them. They got like welding torches.
That's true.
That's insane. What do they do? They just like...
We don't know. We'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, we've actually never really seen them.
I went on YouTube, and I was watching, and it was there were some dudes in the background breathing fire and girls shooting sparks, like it's a choreographed with like kind of like dance routines with all sorts of industrial stuff to music. So
it looked dangerous.
Kind of sounds like one of those gigs I'd wear a bulletproof vest to. You know, you never know what's going to happen. All right, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so you have a new album out.
That's true.
Entitled Out of the Rust and Ruin. So let's talk about the album. And I remember, Tom, you sent me some songs, about three songs, played them periodically last year. And talk about the making of this album. Talk about how this all came together for you.
All right. After the band recorded the demo last year, I joined the band and we started, you know, working on songs, polishing things up. We got to about 10 or 11 songs, and we're like, all right, it sounds like, you know, this is about the length of an album. We headed into the studio with Dave Pytek at Elevation Studios. We started out with the drums, recorded the drums to a click, and then, you know, did the whole process of recording guitars, vocals, layered it all together, put in some, you know, decoration here and there, and made it sound like a finished product.
Kind of like a record.
Yeah, kind of sounds professional and stuff.
Awesome.
We have been playing music for a couple years. Sonny and I, Alex, got together a number of years ago and started playing just to have fun. And we met Tyler, who's a lead guitarist, about a year and a half ago now. And he brought this very Gothenburg, Sweden sound, very... very awesome harmonies and lead lines. We're like, wow, this is a really cool sound. And he and Sonny's guitar sound sort of blended to what they were, and we needed a really solid drummer, and we found Tom Walling. Once he joined in, we're like, man, we need to lock down to go ahead and start recording some of this. We hunted a while for a bass player who couldn't be with us here tonight. His name is Jay Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he joined in, we immediately went to the studios. We taught him the songs. He put his own flair to them, and we went right into the studio to record this album.
Awesome. So how long have you guys been playing together as a band? I mean, this has been around for a while, and I've seen a lot of stuff on the internet, a lot of people asking to vote for, and you guys are winning some of these contests. So, you know, talk about that. You know, talk about promoting yourself through that. And
well, I'll take how long we've been together, and then you can take on the context. But we've been playing around since 2007, 2008, Alex and I. However, I would say Dead Iron really formally started about a year and a half ago.
We consider Tyler's joining the band when we went from just sort of like a, hey, let's hang out in the basement and play some metal for ourselves, to being, oh, let's go be a band now for everybody else.
So, you know, kind of we've been keeping our eyes peeled for opportunities along the way, and Project Independent was just kind of one such opportunity. It seems so long ago now, though, but...
it wasn't really. It was like six, seven months ago now?
Yeah, when we had to beg for people to vote for us all the time.
Which was, you know, it was very surprising. These guys contacted us. This guy named Jeff Totem from Project Independent said, hey... We're doing a documentary. We're looking for bands. You were recommended by some clubs as somebody who were movers and shakers in the metal scene, which we're like, we are? Well, cool. Thank you. We appreciate that. Obviously, the clubs like something about us. So, regardless, we decided to go ahead and sign up with it. And they played they did like a showcase, you know, where you play for them and they tell you, you know, rating-wise of how good you are, how your stage presence, your songwriting, and we just figured we'd do it for that. You know, Metal Sinaz was one of the people on the showcase,
mm-hmm.
Who a lot of us had sort of followed since we were young.
She had the big MySpace following for years. Yeah. She friended me on MySpace like a long time ago, and I'm like, who is this person? I had no idea. But
as she should have. So, you know, that was a lot of fun. We went and played the showcase just to do that, just to get the critique, to see if we'd get any tips or advice. And they said, we don't really have any advice for you. You guys are doing everything you need to do. You just need to get an album out. You know, we'd love to put you on to the voting level of the process. So we're like, okay, that was a surprise, but right on. It was a great show for us. We had a lot of fun. And then we went on this voting thing. And what was it, 160 bands across the nation?
There was actually 370.
Three, that's a lot.
Yeah. We pulled second place out of that, so...
We took second place in the first round, and what they did was every 10 days, people would vote for you. You know.
Took first place in the first round.
We took first place in the first round?
Yeah.
Did we?
First place.
Well, see, I don't remember it all now. All right, wow. I remember being very surprised after the first 10 days. You know, at that point, I was wondering, oh, well, there's a lot of good bands in here. You know, we'll see what happens. And they took first place. And at the time, you know, we hadn't played out of Cleveland, so we're like, well, that's surprising. And it was really a confirmation to us, so we started actually trying, and then I think we took second place in the second round, is that
mm-hmm.
it? And then second place in the third round.
Yep.
So out of, you know, these hundreds and hundreds of bands across the nation, you know, we ended up taking second place out of this, I mean, which is cool. You know, we weren't really going into it for anything other than just sort of have some fun and to kind of get what feedback we got, and that was that. So we're like, oh, well, maybe we should go give them an album then. This was all on just a demo. So we figured if that's what we can get on a 3-song demo, what can we do with a record?
Yeah, that's cool. And how's the response been? I mean, what kind of response have you guys received so
far?
It's
been excellent.
Yeah, very positive.
Yeah.
I say this with no arrogance, but the response has been phenomenal. I mean... And I'm just a singer, so bear with me here. But these guys are, like, hands down the best musicians I've ever worked with in my life. I mean, I'm sometimes stunned to be on stage with them. They're really fabulous. And just seeing the potential, the songwriting they have, the musicality, and people's responses have been very, very positive. But aside from that, we're really just hoping to get it out in more people's hands, thus being on the radio. We very much appreciate you having us tonight, get more people to be able to hear it.
Great. Well, we're going to play, I'm going to play the next track off of this album, a song called On the Line. All right, and that's Dead Iron with Turk Song, and that is off of their debut album. Also, before that, I heard On the Line. So, talking with the guys from Dead Iron who are here live in studio during the interview hour of the Metal Command. And so talk about your songs and talk about, you know, I don't know who does a majority of the writing, but talk about, you know, what some of your lyrics are about and what you like to write about and give us some details about that.
Well, usually our songwriting process starts with a rhythm guitar riff, usually brought in by either Tyler or I. And then we kind of fill in drums and bass, and then Alex gets to work writing lyrics. And really, you know, I would say instrumentally, at least from the guitar's perspective, there's a lot of... We try to blend sort of the Scandinavian sound with the classic kind of... classic new wave of British heavy metal sound, at least from a guitar's perspective. I don't know, Alex, if you want to talk about lyrics or...
Well, I notice a big... I know that was one of the first things. I remember when I talked to Tom, I immediately thought Swedish Gothenburg sound as soon as I heard the song within the first 10 seconds. I remember telling you that too. I was like, ah, dude, this is like In Flames, Old Soilwork, really good stuff, which I really like quite a bit. So
it's literally when you, especially when you listen to Sonny and Tyler's guitar works, Tyler's so heavily influenced by In Flames, Zakk Wylde, and his like lead lines. You know, you've got that aspect of it, and then Sonny's very influenced by like At the Gates, and they have combined this to make sort of the core of what the Dead Iron guitar sound is, which mm-hmm. that makes just make that Swedish influence, and it's awesome.
And that's not very common around here, or at least in the States. You don't really hear anything like that.
We have, you know, no, that's absolutely true. And Tom, your drumming is really influenced by a lot of different places.
Yeah, I try and pull from all my influences, you know, like Megadeth, and then current things like Killswitch, and, you know, if I can even attempt to do like a Meshuggah beat, I will try to put it in there somewhere. But yeah, I try to just, you know, do whatever is complementary to what the guitars are doing. Sometimes I'm going along with the rhythm. Sometimes I'll listen to something Tyler's doing on the lead and try to accent the lead, you know. And sometimes it's point, sometimes it's counterpoint, and that's how I play, you know.
A lot of triplets.
Maybe too many triplets. I don't know.
The lyrical direction is, you know, it's somewhere in between, like, you know, that 80s metal, early Metallica, or that Tear type of sound mixed with a lot of, like, punk rock, hardcore, and a lot of the delivery and the lyrical content. They pulled me out of a punk rock band. I played in an oi band called Brazen Rogues. So a lot of the content ends up being very, as far as I'm concerned, things need to be relatable mm-hmm. to people and to their experiences in life and what people go through. And I'll tell you what, I had a kid come up to me at our last show and told me that we were like blood to blood for him, but with hope. So we seem to have gotten a lot of lyrical comparisons to bands like Blood for Blood or Wisdom and Chains, a lot of those kind of punk hardcore bands.
Awesome. Well, one of the things, too, that I noticed, you know, a lot of... You know, I just interviewed a band a couple weeks ago, and, you know, there's a significant difference between, like, American metal bands and European ones, but you're one of the few that I've heard from, at least from the demo tracks, and this kind of somewhat listening to the disc, that actually have the kind of sound of a European band, which is very rare because a lot of American musicians just don't really grasp that whole... they don't have a real grip on that type of sound. And I thought it was really interesting that you guys are really able to pull that off, because not a lot of people, you know, even if they try, they really just, they can't pull it off. And you guys, in my opinion, have pulled that off.
You have to field that one, Tyler.
Well, a lot of that is thanks to our influences. Sonny and I, we listen to a lot of the Swedish melodic death metal. I mean, I can remember ever since I was young listening to nothing but In Flames, you know, bands in Finland like, you know, Older Bodom, there's some Coma, there's Norther, they used to be good, there's Dark Tranquility, you know, all these bands come out of Sweden, which, you know, the Gothenburg sound, that's what everyone calls it, 90s scene over there. Lots of harmonized guitars, you know, extended melodies, things that kind of just ramble on, but everyone likes them, so do we. So, you know, we just do stuff like that with some really easy riffing, you know. We all love Maiden, you know, just stuff like that. All right,
man.
You know, with some guitar harmonies, and got a recipe for success.
Harmonies on the harmonies.
Okay, man, so yeah, favorite In Flames album, which one would it be?
I'll say Just Erase, because that was my first one.
The first one, then?
Well, that was the first one for me.
Well, the first one, oh, okay.
Yeah, that was, like, my album for In Flames, like, the song Dead Eternity, like, will always be one of my favorites forever. I actually like the older one better, from Lunar Strain, what had the Dark Tranquility singer on that one.
Yeah, Jester Race was actually considered a classic. That was actually the album that got him big.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have a lot of great other ones, too. Like, Colony is fantastic, and Horacle is pretty great, too. But I just saw them at... We saw them at the House of Blues, like, a couple months ago. When was that? Like,
yeah.
It was fun. And I'll leave it at that.
So At the Gates is an interesting one, because I know they, you know, they kind of came together for a little bit and did some touring. I didn't get to go the chance to go see them, but I thought that would have been really cool. I don't know if you went and traveled.
No, I didn't even know they were touring, but yeah, they're pretty crucial to our sound too.
Yeah, more I think on my side, Slaughter of the Soul like absolutely changed the way I thought about playing guitar.
Yeah,
you know, so after that, you know, I couldn't help but kind of be influenced in terms of the riffs that I wrote.
I remember when we were growing, well, at least when I was growing up, it was all the Florida scene death metal bands, you know, Morbid Angel, before the internet was a viable source of learning about new bands, you know, so you'd wait for a new catalog to come out or your record store to have something new, and you know, bands like Cryptopsy were just starting to get real big, and Dillinger Escape Plan, the very prog influenced death metal, and all of a sudden I remember somebody just showed up at my house with this At the Gates album, and it was this just straight throwback to Slayer style thrash, but with just such incredible intensity and melody. We're like, this is amazing. Good for Sweden.
Good stuff.
Well done, gentlemen. Well done.
I was always a fan of that whole sound, you know, the At the Gates and, you know, some of the Soilwork albums that came out, and that whole sound was actually intriguing to me because there wasn't, you know, back, you know, for, I'll give you an example, you know, going back, you know, say back in the day, the new wave of British heavy metal sound, and you went to like the Barry or thrash sound, and you had like the European metal sound in Hamburg. And then, you know, in the 90s, it was kind of like, you know, you didn't really have anything. So when metal kind of started making its comeback in like the late 90s a little bit, and you had, that's when the Gothenburg sound really started really becoming something. And it's interesting because if you look back at the last 10, 15 years, you don't see a whole new sound coming out. I mean, that was the last big sound, in my opinion, that really came out as far as metal goes. I mean, I don't know. I mean, but it's a very influential, it's influenced a ton of bands. Honestly,
you know, it was great. I mean, like I said, you know, at the time, you know, Norway was putting out a lot of black metal that had a very dark but almost grinding sound to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you had like the Cradle of Filth and Dumu Borgir was doing their bigger and bigger orchestral type pieces, and America was getting into faster, techier riffing and death metal. And what we really lost was melody.
Yep.
And that the things that made 80s metal and thrash so awesome were good songwriting. And that's what Gothenburg just, I think, brought back. And like you said, we haven't really seen a lot of that in the last 10 years.
No. I mean, you know, as far as a new sound coming out, there hasn't been. I mean, there's power metal bands and, you know, there's thrash metal bands that have kind of, you know, resurfaced that have put out some really good records. But, you know, the Gothenburg sound itself to me was the last big revolution in metal for now. I mean, you know, a lot of the industrial type thrash stuff came out with Fear Factory back in the 90s, and but that really didn't take off either until, like, you know, the earlier part of the decade. So it's kind of like these bands started out their first 3-4 years, and all of a sudden there's a whole crop of bands that you know, playing the same. But, you know, you're the first American band I've really heard that sounds like that. You
know,
so,
and that's cool. You know, we definitely wanted to pay homage to our influences. I don't think we set out to try to sound like that. And it's interesting when I listen to Dead Iron, you know, and I sit back and I actually critically look at the record and everything we put out, the songs don't sound alike. You know, every song from one to another takes on a really unique caricature, and with its own defining qualities. It is really the thing that I like the most about it. Like, so we didn't set out to sound like we're going to write our songs that better sound like this. We're going to have this kind of formula.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been kind of cool seeing what's come out from everybody's influences and how they've merged.
Well, the musical chemistry, I tell you what, is definitely there. I mean, I'll have to tell you right now on the air that this album turned out really well, especially, you know, because a lot of debut albums by some bands, usually a lot of them aren't very good. And honestly, I think this album came together really well for you. So,
well, thanks, man.
We're going to play.
We all appreciate that.
Yeah.
We hope you out at home and across the world like it.
Buy
so,
it.
Well, we're going to play a song, Legacy of Thunder, and we'll talk a little bit more about how to find information on everybody here and stuff like that. So check it out. Here you go. And that is Dead Iron, and we played a few songs off of this record, and a song called Underdog and Revelation and Legacy of Thunder. So so where can people find some information out about you? Maybe shoot out your web address and, you know, let us know where we can where people can find out about you.
Our official website is www.deadiron.com. So you can also link to our Facebook from there. We also have you know, some music up for streaming on YouTube, and basically if you go to our website, you can get to all of our social media outlets.
If you want to see music videos, we have a music video for On the Line up on, go to Dead Iron Videos. You can see some behind the scenes footage and our first debut music video, which is actually remarkably cool. Let's see what else we have. You can get records on Amazon, iTunes. Just look for Dead Iron. You'll find us, deadiron.com.
Awesome. So what do you guys have planned for the year? I mean, obviously, you guys are probably planning on playing some shows, and, you know, you guys planning on maybe give us your plans in the next year or so and what you guys are going to be working on.
Well, really, we're looking into, you know, how we can, you know, expand beyond Cleveland. You know, up until now, we've really been working on getting the right roster of musicians together, then recording the album, releasing it, and now we're really going to try to figure out, you know, how we can introduce Dead Iron to the rest of the country instead of just Cleveland.
We have just gotten ourselves our vehicular transportation and the trailer and the right vehicle to haul it. Now we're looking towards what bands do we hook up with around the U.S. so we can go play with. Where can we go? You may be somebody listening in right now, hearing the music, thinking, boy, I wish these guys would play in our town. Contact us. Email us, booking@deadiron.com. And let us know about your club or your band, and we'd love to come down. We're starting to figure that out to do U.S. touring as much as possible over the next year or two.
Yeah, we're going to promote the album for the next year, but we've already started writing our second album.
Second album should be in the works. We're planning to start going to the studio probably spring of the next year, 2013.
As the old quote goes, you get forever to write the debut and 6 months to write the next one. That's,
yeah. Yep. It seemed to be that way, yeah.
That's just the way. That's the way the music industry works.
Yeah, you know, we've got some. I have this great dream that I just want to play Europe, because people in America like metal, but people in Europe love metal, and I want to go play for them because I've been listening to their music for so long.
Well, put it to you this way: I've been over there, and I can tell you that the fan reaction there is different from what it's like a 180. And I'll give you an example: you go to Germany. People are still wearing bullet belts and jean jackets with patches on them. And when you have, like, for example, you go see a festival. Now, in the U.S., if you go see a festival that, say, lasts from 9 in the morning until 1 a.m., and then the next day it starts at 8 in the morning, say, and it lasts till 1 a.m., you see sporadic crowds of people. There, it's different because those people they don't sleep, and they literally are there for every band. You have no idea, dude. It's like mind-warping back to the 80s.
Then bands from Europe, contact us, booking@deadiron.com. I cannot translate that to German, but we will come to your country. We don't know how we'll get there, but if you give us a reason to go there, we'll figure out a way.
Awesome. Now, have you had a European response to this? Have any European people emailed you and said, hey, this is...
Yeah, we actually have had people contacting us about setting up distribution there. You know, getting our record in stores there, doing some reviews and different zines and things like that. But so, you know, a lot of that stuff is in the works right now.
Mm-hmm.
And also on Bill Peters' show, a few of his listeners are actually from Europe, and I remember them calling in.
It's a guy from Ireland. Yeah. Said, come to Ireland.
Yeah,
that would be Dermot.
Ooh, yes, probably was. We had some ladies from Iceland invite us to come stay at their house and to come play some festival in Iceland. We weren't really sure how to get there, but if we can get to Iceland, we will play there too.
And Dermot was listening to us because I saw a little Irish flag pop up on my globe.
What's up, Dermot?
At some point, he was.
How you doing, dude?
It's not there anymore, but yeah, he's good times. I met him.
Oh, right on.
He is the only guy I've ever seen eat the hot wings at Rip Rowan's Tap House and not flinch. So there's nothing wrong with these.
Good man, Dermot.
Yeah. He just didn't affect him. Bill was in tears when he ate him one time, I guess. But, yeah, Dermot just started chomping down on him like nothing was going on. The Scream Machine wings is what they were called. So,
nice. You wouldn't normally put Ireland together with ridiculously hot wings.
You would not, but apparently you put it with alcohol.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense then.
All righty. Well, anyway, I got to tell you, it was a lot of fun having you guys on here. When you have something else going on, you know, let me know.
I'll tell you what, we got a couple shows coming up. One, aside from just tomorrow's show at the Foundry, because that's kind of like its own thing with the art shows, we're going to be playing with Revocation coming up fairly soon.
Yeah, on April 22nd at Now It's Class, we're going to be playing with Revocation, Cannabis Corpse, and Ramming Speed. And so it's going to be a fun build.
That's the one to come to.
Alrighty, well, we've got about a minute left here before I play the last song, and I do want to thank you for coming down. Definitely we'll be playing some stuff off of this album, you know, coming up next few weeks or so, and
great,
checking it out, and I'll be listening to it and all that stuff. And the last song we're going to play actually will be Under the Midnight Stars. So we'll play that as the last track on the album. I figured that'd be the last track of the hour
right on.
That we play and we put on here. So definitely thank you guys for coming down. And again, you guys want to check these out, deadiron.com, and check out their website. Actually, really well done. I did check it out earlier today. So very nice. Very simple. Easy to load. Nothing crazy. You know, no crazy flash.
Thank you.
Completely unnecessary these days, but people insist sometimes on using it, but it looks really good. So here you go. This is Under the Midnight Stars. This is by Deadiron, and again, this was the interview hour of the Metal Command Show.